Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, here we go. Let's talk some baseball. Welcome in, guys. Glad that you are with me. My name is Michael Borky on this Sunday night. I know there's March Madness going on. I'm actually not going to be watching that because I will be watching soccer here in about 30 minutes from right now. A useless tournament that caused me to get a Paramount Plus subscription because I can't not watch. That is just the nature of my being, I suppose. But I'm glad you guys are here. Again, welcome in Rebel Report Live. My name is Michael Borky, and we're talking Ole Miss baseball, obviously. Go to Knoxville, get a win going into the weekend. It's what we talked about that they needed to do. They needed to go there and get one win. The thing is, in the other two games, they got run ruled. Does that change that expectation or whatever you want to call what we discussed going into the weekend? Does it change it at all, seeing as what the other two losses looked like? That is not something that we really considered when we were discussing what would be a successful weekend or not, was getting run ruled twice. So we'll talk about that right here on this edition of the Rebel Report. Please subscribe to the podcast if you have not already, wherever you get them. Just search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. And also follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and right here on YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. So positive spin and negative spin. Let's do it that way. Let's go positive spin, negative spin, and then the truth being somewhere in the middle. The positive spin is this week, Ole Miss winning two games, having four games not at home. They're not road games. One was a neutral site on a cold night in Pearl, but four games away from home against a good Southern Miss team and a top 10 Tennessee team, and you come away with two wins. Going into this week, if you would have told any rational thinking Ole Miss fan, hey, you're going to get two of these four, they would have taken it. I mean, even Mike Bianco probably would have taken that. If you can have these four games and win two of them, you are still very much on track for the postseason. What's the thing that everybody says, the cliche in SEC baseball? Don't get swept on the road, win your home series, and you're making the tournament and you're possibly even hosting. So what happened this weekend? They are very much still on track to be a postseason team. Liam Doyle was exceptional. They showed a lot of toughness on Saturday. You know, coming back from getting bludgeoned, I mean, just beaten down the day before, they come back, they get a lead, they blow that lead with bad defense and just some mental lapses, and then they come back in the ninth and just put together quality at bat after quality at bat after quality at bat after quality at bat, and they come back and they win that game. That took a That was a mental toughness game, no doubt, for Ole Miss. So that was a positive as well. And you come home and you've got a Kentucky team that is most certainly beatable in Oxford this weekend. I assume the weather is going to be beautiful, so the crowds are going to be huge. A chance to, you know, continue some forward momentum and keep winning games. And let's see, I'm pulling up the weather right now. I mean, this weekend's going to be stunning. 70 on Friday, 73 Saturday, 75 sunny on Sunday, I should say, and no rain or weather expected. So beautiful weather upcoming. Crowds are going to be great. Come back home, win three games this week with Austin Peay in the midweek, and everything's like you're fine. You're absolutely fine for sure. So there's your positive spin. You got a great start, showed some mental toughness, won two games this week against Southern Miss and Tennessee, still on track. The flip side, though, and the side that is concerning is how the other two games looked. If they were just your standard losses, we wouldn't even really be talking about it that much. We would be talking about how successful of a weekend they had, but it does change things, in my opinion, that they were completely and totally not competitive in the other two games. Just got dominated by Tennessee on Friday and just got absolutely dominated by Tennessee today. And it wasn't just the starters either. When you get run ruled, it means your bullpen, which has been really good this year, but in those two games, your bullpen got smashed as well. Not good. And just completely dismissing it as nothing. Oh, just flush it. It's fine. I don't think is the correct thing to do. Now, should you panic? No, of course not. I mean, South Carolina, who you beat last weekend, turned around and had an incredible weekend against Vanderbilt. Sometimes you get beat, things happen. You know, it can be just as simply a rough weekend, a bad weekend, or it could be something that in a few weeks we look back at and say, you know, maybe that Tennessee series should have told us something that we didn't think at the time. So what I'm going to do with this weekend, so those are the two positive, like there's the positive, there's the negative, is that your starting pitchers got just shelled. Bullpen didn't really hold up that great either. You didn't play very good defense and were non-competitive in two of the three games in Knoxville. You got run ruled twice. The truth lying somewhere in the middle is I think right now, especially after what you saw South Carolina do this weekend as well, I think right now what you need is another adjustment in the rotation, which I think is fine. I know that there are some people that think that you should just have three guys that you start the season with, and that is your guys all season long. I don't necessarily care about that. Make another adjustment. Probably bring Riley Maddux into the weekend. I would move Doyle to Friday nights. I know there's a line of thinking that they should keep him on Saturdays because it's your best advantage to win a game. I understand that line of thinking for sure, but I just subscribe to the notion that you should put your best foot forward on Friday nights. And because if you can win Friday, it changes the dynamic of the weekend, even though you have fired your best bullet. I know it's a little bit more risky, but the goal is to win two games, not one every weekend. And just intentionally not firing your best shot on Friday nights, setting yourself up to possibly lose the opening game of a series, you're creating a scenario in which you are more likely to lose the opening game of a series is not a line of thinking that I subscribe to. And I think Liam Doyle has the stuff that can be good and dominant on Friday nights and go toe-to-toe with the best pitchers in the SEC. He looks right now like he's got that mentality. He looks like he's got that. I mean, you saw it with Nikhazy. You saw it with DeLucia and Hunter Elliott, and you've seen it with Ole Miss pitchers of the past. These guys that when they step into the box, it's like the pitcher's annoyed. It's like, what, you think you can walk in here and hit on me? Okay, I'll show you. Why do you have a bat in your hand? What the hell's wrong with you? Get out of my box. You know, that kind of mentality, it looks like he's got that F you, I'm striking you out kind of bulldog-type mentality. And so I think that his approach and his stuff and his mindset will be totally fine on Friday nights. It's not one of those things where, at least I don't think it is, where you look at a guy and worry about whether or not mentally they can handle that role. He looks like a guy that can handle that role. I would go ahead and do it. I would bring Maddux to the weekend. And, I mean, what you do on Sunday, I've seen some suggestions of, you know, maybe keeping Dennis in the weekend rotation and pitching him on Sunday. I'm okay with that. Maybe they go with another option, I suppose. I keep saying Doyle instead of Dennis. I think Dennis would be who I would throw on Sunday this week against Kentucky, give him kind of one more chance at a weekend. But you have to shake up the rotation again. I think Riley Maddux has shown you enough in the midweek, especially after what he did with Southern Miss, that Bianco should go ahead and make another adjustment in the rotation and throw him on Saturdays and then, you know, figure it out on Sunday what you want to do. I know people like Mendez. Maybe he is an option there. Maybe a home Sunday against Kentucky would be a good time to kind of see what he's got. I think either one of those options is okay. but it is very clear right now that another shakeup in the rotation absolutely has to happen. You needed to see it for another week to confirm it, and they confirmed it this weekend. Ole Miss has some options that they need to look at on weekends, and we'll see if they're able to make that move, because it was very, very ugly on Friday and on Sunday, and you can't just continue to move forward that way. So also, I'm curious. I think that there's a couple more adjustments that might need to be made. For example, I don't think Braden Randall should sit anymore unless it's a midweek. I think he needs to be an everyday player for what it's worth. And I don't know what they're going to do at catcher, because right now they're kind of struggling behind the plate there. Defensively, they're not a particularly great team at the moment. Just have mental lapses, but those are a couple of areas of concern as well. So big picture, it's okay. They're 3-3, exactly where they should be with Kentucky at home. A real chance to continue to build some momentum. If you look at the rest of the schedule, things are kind of doable. There's opportunities for wins here. I don't think it's panic time after seeing the results. Tennessee is a really freaking good baseball team. We can't ignore that. They're going to hit the baseball against a lot of people because it's what they do. So it's a good team. It's on the road. They're 3-3. The team that you beat last week had a really impressive weekend. Shake up the rotation again, come back home and get to on the weekend and continue to move forward. So you can't ignore what happened. Make a note of it. Put a star next to this weekend in case things continue to manifest. But I think that they have some viable options that can alleviate some of the issues that we saw this weekend. So we'll get to a few of your comments. This is going to be a shorter one tonight. To be honest with you, there's just so much going on in sports at the moment that I am going to cut this just a little bit short. I've had a long day, and I'm just ready to watch the United States national team beat Mexico tonight, because at least that is the one thing, now that I'm saying this, I'm going to jinx them. That is the one thing that Greg Berhalter has been able to do, is have great results against Mexico. So knock on wood, hopefully we get another one. The podcast is brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They've got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. They've got an online banking platform that's a one-stop shop. You don't need multiple apps like I used to with my previous bank to do everything that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. The podcast is also brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. If your Mississippi business is in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's technology, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, Advantage Business Systems has you covered, absms.com. That is the website. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me at Advantage Business Systems. So a few messages, and then we'll get out of here. Tennessee can hit the ball, that's for sure. Yes, they can. Also, that Cracker Jack box of a stadium, Ole Miss benefited from it as well. I put on Twitter that Lindsey Nelson Stadium has to leave the country, lead the country in. Wait, that was a home run? Home runs. And of course, a Tennessee fan got my mentions. Oh, what are you talking about? Ole Miss hit one too. It's like, yeah, I tweeted that after an Ole Miss home run, you dope. That's a Cracker Jack box. I mean, it's kind of a joke. Routine, I mean, when an exit velocity of 94 miles per hour leaves the yard without a doubt, you've got, there's a problem. It's a Cracker Jack box. It's kind of a clown show of a stadium, and they did a really nice job with the renovations. The stadium looks much better, but the field is a joke. They need to move the fences back. I mean, that's a joke. And Ole Miss, again, Ole Miss benefited from that. I am not even coming anywhere close to alluding to that being why Ole Miss lost the series, because, again, they benefited from it. But Tennessee, they have got to move the fences back. That is a joke of a ballpark. And, yes, they can hit the ball extremely hard. They are, and I know, because I had a buddy text me and ask about the juiced bat scandal from a couple of years ago with Tennessee, and he was making sure that it was true, and yes, it was. They had a whole scandal. It was reported by Trey Wallace, I believe, was the one that covered that. I could be wrong. I might be wrong, so forgive me if I'm attributing something to somebody else, but that did get uncovered. But they do have the checks in place now. Peyton Chatagnier got caught with a, quote, illegal bat, an unchecked bat on Friday, didn't he? Happened recently anyway. But I think a lot of it is due to the fact that they have a bunch of big dudes. I mean, Tennessee's a big physical baseball team. A bunch of linebackers in that lineup, for one. That helps. But also they play in a Cracker Jack box. Just, you know, I also hate – all turf fields. I know, like, it's cost effective, but if you've got $100 million plus athletic budget, you shouldn't have a turf baseball field. I can't stand it, especially around the plate. The batter's box. I mean, come on, you really don't have a ground screw that can keep the batter's box dirt? Really? Anyway, whatever. Wish we had three Liam Doyles. Yeah. And you know, without a couple of injuries, you would. He's electric, man. He really is. And I think he will slide right into that Friday role. I use the word bulldog, which is probably not the best adjective for somebody on an Ole Miss-based podcast, but whatever. You guys get my point. He's got that. It looks like he's got that mentality. So, yeah, I think moving him up won't affect him at all. He was excellent against a really good lineup in a really cheap park, and he needs to move up. Absolutely, he does. Is it just me, or is every player on Tennessee significantly bigger than our guy? Yeah, I mean, that's a big team. And Ole Miss does have there are some guys in the Ole Miss lineup that leave a little bit to be desired from the size perspective. Oh, please don't cut that on its own. But there are some guys on some smaller guys in the Ole Miss lineup, and Tennessee has a handful of linebackers in that lineup. They are a bigger team for sure. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yes. Not worried yet. Let's see how the Kentucky series goes this weekend. I mean, that's all it needs to be. I mean, this is not losing two to Hawaii. This is not dropping a game to High Point. It's Tennessee in their park. It's a top 10 team in their park. It happens. And again, Saturday's win was impressive. That was a gutsy win. That was, you know, we talk about the mental toughness of this team a good bit here lately, and that was a mentally tough win for Ole Miss there. That was impressive. It's just the other two were something that you just got to mark, underline, whatever, and go back to if things continue to not go particularly well. Being 3-3 in conference play is completely fine for right now when we have played two top 20 teams at the time we played them. Yes, and again, South Carolina showed you who they were. I had somebody ask me, because the only two tweets I had last weekend about the South Carolina series, I think, were both me praising South Carolina in them. And a guy was like, why do you keep talking them up? Like, they're not that good, obviously. And I was like, I'm talking them up because they are good. You guys know me. I think the overrated chant is the dumbest thing on earth. Don't you want the teams you beat to be really good? This guy was like, why do you keep calling South Carolina good? We beat them. And I was like, because they are good. And sure enough, they turned around this weekend and swept Vanderbilt. So that shows you a lot. Because Ole Miss was better than South Carolina last weekend. And look at what they did. So, yes, they're totally fine. It's completely fine. It's just, if those games were not run rules, if it was 6-2, 6-2, we wouldn't even be talking about them. It's just the way they looked cannot be ignored. But, you know, still went 2-2 on the week, which is exactly what they should have done. Which, by the way, Southern Miss lost their series this week, and that was a weird one. They're better than that. But had to go on the road, and it's what happens when you go on the road, you get beat. would be interested to see the stats versus Tennessee's home runs at home versus away. Look at their splits, lefty. Look at their the lefties in their lineup. Look at their averages hitting to that right field. That'll tell you all you need to know. Is look at the batting splits for the lefties, and that'll tell you what you need to know there about Tennessee. People always suggest the smaller home field helps Tennessee's home run count, but that works both ways. Visiting teams should be able to knock them out too. It's not really an advantage. It is if you put a bunch of lefties in your lineup. I mean, that's the real advantage there. But no, I mean, it's they just play more games there than other people, so their numbers will be better there. But yeah, I mean, the short porch is, like I said before, that is not why Ole Miss lost. It's just a fact of the venue. That's all. But Tennessee's got a team that's built to hit home runs. And I mean, remember when Kentucky, before they built the new stadium, Kentucky used to be like 300 down the right field line. They had a stupid little Cracker Jack box too. And they would have like eight lefties in the lineup and they would all hit pop fly home runs. And so, you know, other teams are not built the way Tennessee is, but that's to Tennessee's credit. And, you know, they hit home runs because they're a good physical home run hitting team. That's who they are. It's the run rule bit that makes it feel icky. Yeah, for sure. I mean, just non-competitive. Non-competitive. We'll find out tomorrow from Mike Bianco if he's making a change in the rotation. He'll get a kick out of it because every week when he reveals a new rotation, he does it, you know, because we're asking him about it on the radio show, but we'll find out tomorrow what moves he's going to make. And I'd bet my car that it's not going to be the same. There's going to be a change. I'm very curious to see what that change looks like. So anyway, short one again, I'm sorry, short one tonight. Just going to go watch us probably lose to Mexico. So anyway, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we'll be back on Tuesday. There's probably going to be some football stuff to talk about on Tuesday. So we'll do that. We'll talk baseball. Is the game Tuesday with Austin Peay? It is Tuesday. So we will go live after the game. I will wait until the game is over with Austin Peay. So it'll be a late one on Tuesday night. We'll be late Tuesday. But that's when we will go live. We will go live the second the Austin Peay game ends. So be on the lookout for that. Hope to see you guys there. And I'll talk to you then. Appreciate you being here. Let's go USA. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.